Good morning. This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
You may know about burial mounds, the remnants of past Native American civilizations scattered around the Midwest. There are some mounds, like Effigy Mounds National Monument in Iowa, about which a lot is known. And other mounds, such as those at Aztalan State Park in Lake Mills, still have mystery surrounding them.
There is a lot of mystery surrounding a possible Milwaukee County burial mound, including whether it is for sure a burial mound at all. Matt Rohde writes about the site in the June issue of Milwaukee Magazine, and he is with us in the studio to share the mystery. Nice to see you.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
What's the significance of a burial mound?
These are structures that existed to a much greater extent in Milwaukee 100, 150 years ago, but developments kind of slowly ground them and pulverized them into the earth. If you just come across one, it doesn't look like a whole lot at first. It just looks like
kind of a bump in the earth.
Right. But underneath, you can find a lot of different things, and sometimes skeletons are found and sometimes not, and there could be some kind of earthworks or masonry work as well. There could even be the remains of what's called a charnel house, where a structure was built and then burned, and then bodies and the remains of the house were buried in a mound. But these were kind of like the tombs of Native American people who were indigenous here and lived here for hundreds and hundreds of years.
How old are they?
It really varies on if they're from the newer school or the older school. And they can be up to several hundred years old if they're from the oldest school, many, many hundreds of years old. And they're somewhat difficult to date. If a mound is in the shape of an animal, then it's of the newer school and it's a bit easier to date. If it's just what's called a conical mound, where it's just kind of a mound, those can be very, very old. And if there's nothing that was burned left, which allows for much more accurate dating, then you're dealing with a pretty enormous range of time.
And as you say, there are not many of these burial mounds left in Milwaukee County.
Until recently, it was just believed that there were two sites. That's it. In Milwaukee County, one at Lake Park, where there's a little plaque and you can go and see it. And the other one is part of DNR area at State Fair Park, where you can go walk around the little path and here's a burial mound. But our story was that this guy, Jim Price, who lives in Wauwatosa, found another one. And not only that, but it was in a heavily trafficked area. And not only that, but it had been discovered in a previous time in 1949 and then somehow lost to time. And not only that, but somehow Milwaukee County or a survey commissioned by Milwaukee County went looking for this thing in 1980 that was right next to a path.
And they couldn't find it.
And they couldn't find it. And this path is believed to have originally – it's paved now and maintained by the County Parks Department, but it was originally believed to have started as an Indian trail.
Well, and so let's talk about where this is, because this is a fairly heavily trafficked area and a fairly popular place.
Right. I can't remember the name of the park.
It's Jacobus Park in Wauwatosa.
Right. It's pretty central in Tosa. It's right next to Vanishing Creek, which feeds into the Menominee River. And there's a little pavilion there where in 1949, the State Archaeological Society held a meeting. And this guy by the name of Rudolph, who was kind of an amateur archaeologist, set off down the path and turned to look at the creek. And saw, there's a burial mound. And people go walking up and down it now with baby strollers, bicycles, joggers, everything.
And there is really there's nothing that denotes it as a burial mound now. It's just it's covered in vegetation, right?
Right. There's a tree on top of it, which allows you to date to a certain extent that it must have been built prior to this tree. And the tree is actually the roots have helped to protect it from, because Vanishing Creek will flood in the spring. So it's in a pretty safe position, although a certain number of people, including to a certain extent Price himself, are always worried about these things being vandalized or dug into. And it's somewhat unusual in like a populated area of Wisconsin to find a burial mound that hasn't been disturbed and doesn't have the telltale pockmark in the top where somebody stuck a shovel into it. And then, 100 years ago, the state of the science was to actually dig these things up, and you would put on your top hat and take your shovel out to the field. But nowadays, there's really not a lot to be discovered by digging them up. And since they are dwindling in number, it's considered best to leave them alone and allow them to be preserved. So that's what will probably happen with this one.
Now, how did Jim Price get wind that this thing was there?
It's a pretty complicated story. There's a guy who had an old book of Milwaukee history, and it referred to a burial mound in Jacobus Park. And he told a friend of his who is a naturalist in Tosa, who's also a friend of Jim Price, and knew that he was into mounds. And so she said, hey, I heard from somebody there's a mound in Jacobus Park. This, you know, whatever happened to that? But he had already roughly searched this area for mounds and somehow himself had not found it. So he went looking again and said, oh, my gosh, there it is. And it really helped. I guess he started Googling, and he came across this 1949 Milwaukee Journal article describing the original discovery that was archived on Google News. And the connection was the Book of Milwaukee History was written by an editor at the Milwaukee Journal who was at the paper at the time the story was written. So this appears to be how the truth was preserved.
Well, and so have there been steps taken to authenticate this to the degree that they can?
A couple, like, top Wisconsin experts on mounds have been there and said, oh, looks like a burial mound, all right, including Robert Birmingham, who's a former state archaeologist, said, oh, yeah, it's a conical mound, if I've ever seen one. 100% verification, you'd need a soil analysis, which hasn't been done yet, would cost money or somebody's resources. There's also something called ground-penetrating radar, which may or may not be helpful. And this being a more damp area, I believe makes it less effective.
And I gather there are not any efforts underway to study this officially anymore at the moment.
So far, wheels of archaeology seem to turn pretty slowly on this issue. And, I mean, it hasn't been disturbed yet in all these years. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
And it is in a park, so the development isn't threatening it.
Right, right. Price's investigation was pretty telling. He wanted to explore why this was sited in this one particular place. Often mounds are put in areas that overlook something. The one in Lake Park sort of overlooks the lake to an extent, a place for the dead to look upon the world in the afterlife. But this one, and actually when this one was constructed, the lake was probably much closer. So this would have been a much more prime area of real estate. He found a vein of red earth, which probably would have held some significance, that ran through the creek. So he thinks that this was a pretty significant spot in that you had the creek. And he even speculated that perhaps the red dirt had passed through the water and turned the water red at some point, evoking the blood of the earth, and beliefs that there was a watery underworld.
But clearly that's speculation at this point.
Yeah, you'd have to get somebody to do an actual soil analysis to study how far the dirt could have eroded over time and what could have happened.
So have you been out there?
Yeah, it's been a few weeks now. But coming across the site, I wasn't that impressed. But as he showed me how he had explored it, and he had climbed all over this ravine looking for more of the red earth and didn't find it anywhere until he found some on the other side of the stream. And then he looked back and saw that it formed a straight line leading up to the mound. So it appears that this vein of red earth might cut through the mound, which would make it a pretty special place. So then you have to, as long as we're speculating, you have to wonder, well, who could be buried there? Is it somebody who's of significance to the community, or is it somebody that had personal significance to somebody? And not only that, there may even be another mound behind it, what's called a linear mound. But it's hard to tell if it's an actual mound or if it's just part of a naturally occurring ridge. Price's opinion is that it's just part of a ridge and may also be part of like a dirt pit area. But there's been some different opinions about that.
It's a pretty hilly area to begin with.
Yeah, right.
Well, Matt Rohde, it's interesting stuff. Thanks so much for sharing the story with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Matt Rohde is a senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine. He wrote the magazine's piece on the possible burial ground in Wauwatosa's Jacobus Park. It's in the June issue.